stage, Mr. Eric Hollenbach. Corey motherfucking Mac right there. I don't know if you realize. It's my guru and shit. I feel fucked up. I just got cheated on. Anyone get cheated on? I should have known. So the first time I had sex with my ex, she had like a giant bruise on her ass. You know what I mean? And I was like, is that a tattoo? And then I turned the light on. I'm like, oh no, you just have a huge bruise on your ass, you know? But I started playing denial games with myself. I'm like, she didn't just get fucked yesterday and someone smacked her ass until it's bruised. That didn't happen. Maybe she was playing jacks, you know? She was gambling and she slipped on a banana peel and fell on the jacks. That's why she has a giant ass bruise. She's not getting fucked and smacked around all the time. Totally not happening. When you want a relationship, you just ignore red flags. Red flags just blow by you. You don't notice it, you know? I want this to work. My girlfriend before, I met her today, and she told me, I always thought that we broke up because one time she got sick, she got strep throat, and I had to go work, I couldn't take care of her, and she texted me 1,000 times that day, oh, I can't believe you didn't take care of me when I was sick. I found out today that she got strep throat from sucking some weird dick. So then she made up another argument. And then she got me sick. So I'm sick with like secondhand strep throat, weird dick, thinking I did something wrong for 6 months. Anyway. Keep it going for Garrett. I love the Black Label Ice House. This is my favorite place to do comedy in New Orleans. You know, they got ribs for $2. And I got a big beard, so like tomorrow I'll be tasting it when I wake up. Yeah. I was dating some hussy bitch, you know. I ate her pussy. Even though she broke up with me, cheated on me and all that stuff, I still taste her pussy in my beard. Yeah. Joke's on her. Now that I think about it, I think she had a yeast infection because that's some stank puss. Still, I took like multiple showers. I still taste her pussy in my beard. I think she just was a stanky lady. I'm up here bragging. My ex-girlfriend was like an anti-Trump protester. She was like protesting Trump. I hate Trump. I hate Trump, you know? But I think she had a lot of things in common with Trump, actually. Trump wants to deregulate the economy, you know, and she wanted to deregulate boyfriend status and put her pussy on the open free market. So I think they had a lot in common. I'm an Uber driver. I got a bad rating recently because I was watching porn while Ubering and I missed a turn. I think they were mostly pissed because I was using the car's audio. But I can't come unless I hear the noise from the porn, you know what I mean? Anyone else like listening to the porn noises while they're Ubering? Tough crowd. I was pissed because my favorite scene got interrupted when my mom called. Yeah. I took the call. She's like, Eric, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm working, Mom. You know, my passengers in the back were like, he's masturbating. I'm like, details. Details. Getting in the way of the real story.
Right. Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. With me, Ed Black, for the second time, third time. I think it's the third time.
Okay, man.
It's gonna make the third time.
How's it going, Ed?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm being sexy. You know how I do. Hey, y'all, go check out my webpage, edblackcomedy.com. Follow me on Instagram, ed20black. Go check out some of my funny jokes. And follow me on Facebook, Ed Black. I'm the black guy with the dreadlocks. Yeah. Ed Black, now you're a handsome man. You were telling me before we started that you started getting hit on in your Uber rides by the gay dudes.
A couple gay guys hitting on me like heavy in the Uber. Like, yeah.
What's their game? What do they say?
Oh man, it's weird because they're hitting on me they're hitting on me like how guys hit on girls.
Yeah.
So they're hitting on me like that. So,
well, they're like, where are you from?
I mean, it started off just, you know, it started off like, I talked to this guy. He was telling me about, like, how his car got stolen. It was just regular stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's a regular guy talking.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was like, man, I bet you get hit on a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm assuming he just talked about, like, girls. I'm just like, well, nah, the ladies don't hit on me that much. Like, you know, I think, you know, whatever it is. I mean, maybe I not noticed, but.
Yeah.
He was like, nah, I'm pretty sure guys hit on you too. I'm just like, nah, you know, they don't. You know? He was like, oh man, but you're cute. I was like, I'm cute. I was like,
yeah,
I was like, all right.
He's just fishing. He's dangling that lure out there.
See that? I just like, man, you know, I said, well, you know, I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's like, oh man. So, you know, I'm a real estate, you know, guy. I make about 6 figures a year.
Whoa, sugar daddy.
I just like, all right, this should just stop.
He's like, I buy things pretty, you know, take you out for a nice dinner, whatever. This is my lifestyle.
I didn't feel more like a foozy in my whole life. I just I feel like a woman. No offense to any women. I feel like that sound offensive, but I ain't trying to be offensive. But yeah.
No, but you're getting hit on.
Yeah, but I do. I see where women have come from. It's like, get away from you, weirdo. Like, yeah. Come on. Give a lady his privacy, you know? Like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I ever, maybe during Decadence Festival, like, because like, I'm, during Decadence Festival, that's like the gay festival that happens in New Orleans.
I know that.
I know, but I'm saying like if someone's listening, So there's this one guy. He was like dressed up like the leader of. He had like all kinds of silver medals. Like he'd been to battle, like in the trenches, just eating ass. You know what I mean? Like he was like the lead Decadence dude.
Yeah.
So he was in my car, and he's like, oh my God, honey, like it's all on my shoulders. What events are you going to? Like, I planned everything. Like, I was like the guy who, like, I'm in charge of organizing. I'm in charge of, like, oh my God, there's so much drama backstage. I have to handle it. And I was like, okay, dude. And then, like, he was just trying to be like, so where are you coming out to? You know, whatever. But then later on, other people got in my car and they were like, oh yeah, we're planning Decadence. And I was like, oh really? Well, I just had John in my car. John was saying that he runs the whole thing. And he's like, oh, that bitch would take credit for everything. There's a council of 12 of us. I'm like, whoa.
That killed me. Oh, that bitch. When one dude, he told me, he was just like, he got in the car, and I'm guessing that's his boyfriend or whatever. I guess it's a friend. He got in the car, and he's just like, oh, Robert, look at the Uber driver. He's hot. And he's like, hey, man, do you hear us? You hear us talking about how hot you are? I said, huh? Act like I couldn't hear.
Yeah, he just acted.
But I mean, they're like that. They're like directly behind me. They're like, oh, leave him alone, Robert. He's straight. I want you to know something, buddy. You're playing for the wrong team. I was just like, it doesn't feel like it, okay? But that could have came back in so many ways. But I mean, it hasn't been too bad, though. Uber's cool. One of my funniest moments is when, like, okay, you ever do Uber Eats?
Yeah.
So I'm doing Uber. Do you do Uber delivery, too?
Isn't that the same thing?
I think it is, but let's say
you just deliver coke to drug dealers?
I don't know, man. I hope it ain't. But with that being said,
yeah,
I was doing the Uber Eats and some college kids didn't answer their phone.
That's annoying.
Yeah, which now is not really, because you get to keep the food, right?
Word?
Yeah, they tell you to dispose of it properly, but that means eat it. So it was so much food, I was just like, you know, I can't eat all this food. So I just like, you know, I just go give it away to like a homeless guy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm driving and I see one homeless guy, hand him a plate. I see another homeless guy, he's digging in the trash. So I walk up to him. I say, hey man, you want a burger? He takes the plate from my hand. He says, hey man. He says, how I know you didn't do something to this burger? So I'm just like, well, what's up? And I was just like, well, you're eating out the trash. And he was just like, yeah, but how I know you didn't do something to this
Yeah, but it's like someone could have like wiped their ass with a bun. Like, he doesn't know. He's skeptical of your burger and a nice little cellophane.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
Yeah. Not so much disrespectful. It made me laugh. Because I'm just like, you're eating out the trash.
Yeah.
he even said, but you haven't, he said, hey, man, but you really haven't answered my question. Like, I'm just like, oh, man. I was like, I only have one answer. Like, you're eating out the trash. Like, this is. Other than that, man, Uber's been pretty cool, man.
I actually prefer, like, doing deliveries because then I don't have to talk to anybody except for, like, 4 seconds. I'm like, here's your food. Goodbye.
And I can also play my music loud.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you get that tourist that's like, where are you from? What's your favorite color? Where do you live? What neighborhood? Where do you like to eat? Do you have kids? What's... You know what I mean?
I like talking to those guys, man. Nah, dude, I be telling them my jokes and everything. Like, yeah, it's a comic. Yeah, I like talking to them. I ain't gonna lie.
Sometimes I'm in a bad mood. And sometimes I don't like work. You know, I don't like working. You know? Right. And then it's like, does anyone ever, like, take out their phone and want to take selfies with you? Or you're funny. Hey, be on my Instagram. Be on my Snapchat. Let's make a Snapchat video.
I haven't had it twice. Yeah.
Do you like? That's one time, these Tulane girls got in my car and they were like Uber selfie, and she grabbed my fucking head and she flashed a light in my eyes.
Right. Wow.
And it was like dark.
Was it a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was she a white girl?
Yeah. She was like 18.
Yeah, they do what they want.
But it's like I couldn't see. I had to pull over for a second because I couldn't see because there was like point blank light was flashed in my eyes, man.
Yeah.
That's how Princess Diana went down. Someone, the paparazzo, they were flashing lights in the driver's eyes.
Are you making it up?
He hit a pylon.
I don't know. There's a lot of conspiracies about that.
Oh, wow. But, you know, those paparazzi were outside that bridge.
Yeah. Oh, wait. When Princess Diana...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What happened to Princess Diana?
She got in a car accident.
Oh, when was this?
Back in, like, 2000. 99.
The real Princess Diana?
Yeah. She knows she's dead.
I didn't know that.
It's like Game of Thrones style. Maybe she was murdered because she was going to be the queen or something.
Was she driving?
No. She has a driver.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then they're going through the some tunnel in France, and there's just all these paparazzos, and they were just flash a ridiculous amount of lights in the driver's eyes, and then he hits a fucking beam under this bridge.
Does he die?
Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone's dead.
The paparazzi did too?
No, the paparazzi were just like over the bridge going click, click, click. But maybe there is like a conspiracy that like I don't know. Either he was drunk or drugged, or like there was like a super bright light that flashed to try to kill them. You know, who knows?
Okay. Ah, didn't know that. So who's the princess now? Elizabeth?
Well, Queen Elizabeth is still the queen, that really old lady with the hats and stuff.
Okay.
But then I think like William and his bride Kate are going to take over, be the king and queen. I don't know. I think that being royal is like kind of racist because you're like, my blood's perfect. You know what I mean? I got this perfect blood. That's why I get all this money for doing nothing.
Nah, it's real though. They do. Royal blood. Yeah. I think it's fair game.
You think it's fair game? Just because like if you reincarnated as a royal, you would want that shit?
I mean, I just think it's fair game because that's just how it works. Like, I mean, that's just the rules.
Yeah, but...
You can be on top if you want to.
Yeah, but you can also get stabbed and someone can take your money. Like, why didn't that happen for a while?
That can happen to anybody, too, yeah. For being on top of me, you know what I'm saying? Being born into royalty, that's...
How many kids you got now, Ed?
I got 2 kids now.
Yeah?
I'm 2, yep. My results came back, I'm 2.
Yeah, your test results. You weren't sure if you got cheated on.
9999.8.
Yeah.
Yeah. What that .8 is?
I don't know. I don't think a judge would look at that favorably.
That .8 means something.
Well, you think there was a little bit of someone else's sperm?
I don't know how it works. maybe half of that baby isn't mine or something.
Wow. I wouldn't say half.
Half? Maybe one teeth that I've been in.
Did your brother also make love to the same person?
Why my brother?
Because it has to be that close genetically to be 999.82 or whatever.
Nah, I don't think so. This lady's old.
She's an old lady?
Yeah, she's an old lady.
So now you got two old ladies?
No, what do you mean?
Do you have kids by two different ladies?
Yeah, I got two different baby mamas.
Yeah,
one young and one old.
How is that hard to juggle? Do they get jealous of each other?
Oh, no, I mean, they're not my girlfriends. They don't care shit. They don't give a shit about me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care. They're like, man.
They just want that check every month.
What check? They don't get no check for me.
Child support or something like that.
Are you stereotyping me because I'm black?
I'm just saying that's what the rule of the land is.
That's a statistical. But nah, they don't have me on child support. Nah. I pay tuition for school. My second baby, I really don't pay anything for. I mean, only when she comes, I don't have, you know.
Yeah,
mom hadn't decided on anything yet because it's still fresh, but nah, I don't pay anything. I don't pay no child support or nothing like that. I ain't gonna pay no child support. Fuck them kids.
What? That sounds disrespectful a little bit.
They ain't hear it.
All right.
What's been going on with you though, man?
I don't know. My last podcast, I was just talking about I got cheated on.
You got cheated on?
Yeah, man.
Wait, by the girl? What?
You met that girl?
No, I don't think I have, but I just showed pictures of her that you showed me. Who she cheated on you with?
I don't know, like she was at Lost Love and John Rossi's or any with another dude making out. And then he tells me the next day and I was like, what?
Making out? Wait, how you know that's real though?
Yeah, but then I texted her and she's like, yeah, it's true, but I was mad at you about that thing. And I'm
so
like,
she makes
what?
Out with another guy?
Yeah, I was like, well, you know, I don't know, I'm just like, still like fucked up about it, like, you know, like, I don't know.
What's she mad at you about?
Here's the thing. All right, so she's like, so I pick her up from a protest thing. She's like, organizes anti-Trump protest. She doesn't like Trump, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And so I go in there, and the guy's like, this other guy is like, gonna give her a ride, but I was already like, I already texted her, I was gonna pick her up.
Right.
And so the guy's like, oh, well, and she's like, oh, my ride's here, so I don't need that ride. And I was like, what? And then,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And then she's like, and the guy's like, oh, yeah, we'll get that drink, or we'll talk about that thing, or, you know, or call me about whatever. And yeah. I go, okay, dude, and I kind of stare at him, and then I just squeeze her butt a little bit, and I grab, just so he knows, like, what's going on.
Right.
Like, that's
right.
Just, like, the animal right. pickup.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
And then she was like, afterwards, she was so pissed, and she's like, oh my god, you grabbed my butt at an anti-Trump protest? Like, you know, he's grabbing pussies and you're grabbing butts. And I'm just like, yeah, but you're my girlfriend. Like, you're the only butt I'm allowed to grab legally.
Right, exactly,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's just what happens sometimes. Because I'm into you or something. Like, that's more. And then
man,
she's
you're
like,
not bad as a backfire, yep.
I don't know. I think she was just done with me for whatever reason, and then like just reverse engineers.
Right. Okay, just that's her. That's her excuse that she needed.
Yeah. So I think she just took that out. But there was also weird things going on. Like she had this friend from Nashville visit, like a friend and his girlfriend. So they come to visit her, and I was like, all right, well when they come in, like text me and I'll meet up with you. And then she just doesn't text me, and then I'm like, you know, the next day, like, hey, you know. It's your friend and his girlfriend, how about you invite me? And it's like a double date. I don't know. I just felt like there were certain pockets of her friend group the whole time that were like off limit. You know, I brought her around some comedy shows. She met all my friends. I had no secrets. But I felt like some of the clusters of her friends were like off limits.
Yeah, see, that's the only thing, like, you know, and honestly, I'm sorry you had to be with, you know, well, I don't want to say I'm sorry because then I'm going to sound like I'm the fucking douche, but I try to distance myself away from women that feel like they feel a certain way around men. Like, they gotta feel a certain way around men, and that could be their thing. Like, but I just distanced myself away from it. Too bad you had to go with a girl who felt like, you know, like every little thing was a big deal.
Yeah, and also, like, at first I was like, hey, so are we gonna be Facebook official? And, you know, like, Facebook official adds like another fucking level.
Yeah.
But when she was my girlfriend, I was like, are we gonna do this? And she's like, all right, I'll put I'm in a relationship, and you put you're in a relationship. We won't say each other, but blah, blah, blah. And I was like, cool. So I did it. And then I check her profile like 3 days later, and she just doesn't do it. And then I was like, hey, what's with that thing? And she's like, yo, what's with all the pressure? I'm like, what's with the pressure? We had a conversation about it.
Yeah, man.
And like, you said, oh, I'll put myself in a relationship, and then I did it.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit like that, you should have just yelled. That should have been yellow flags all the way.
I just miss... flags, and it's like, well, just like not so fast or whatever. I just feel like she was just always wanted to have her options open, but like my ability to, like, for example,
you might eat a booty or something.
I was like driving her to work every day and like made her like a Thanksgiving picnic, and like, you know, I was, trust me, I was taking, you know, we would go out to eat all the time and pay for it, bar tabs, I'd pay for it and stuff like that. But it's like my ability to do that is based on the fact that, like, I'm only going to do that for one person because I'm broken in fucking school. You know what I'm saying? I can't be... me wanting a girlfriend is just, like, an economic thing. If I'm dating four people, I'm going to have zero money ever, and I'm going to get bankrupt and kicked out of my fucking apartment.
Yeah, unless you let them pay for their own shit.
Right?
So, which you should, man.
I'm not like a real estate guy who makes like six figures, you know, who can take care of you.
Yeah, pay for their own stuff, man. Like, they want to be independent. They want to be, you know, in charge and free and shit, like, and all that. I said free and shit. But, you know, they want to be like, it doesn't matter and shit. Just let them, like, I mean, I do. You know what I'm saying? In a sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you want me to cater to you and be in charge and be a man, I'm with you all the way. But if that's not what you want, if you don't want me to be kind to you, you want me to hold the door, you can hold your door yourself to pay for your own food, I'm fine with that too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm fine with all of that. That posting that Facebook thing and all that, I'm not even asking that. I'm not doing that, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm just like,
I know, but it's like when you have a conversation about it, then then we're gonna do that.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I think women's just stuff, certain things aren't that simple, you know what I'm saying? Especially dealing with a certain type of group of women, like, especially who's just like, who, you know, like, in a sense, it's a double-edged sword, because when she said that, oh, you just gonna grab my butt at an anti-Trump rally, whatever she says goes, no matter how you can't justify touching her or doing anything. If she doesn't like it, or she wants to say that's how she felt, she can say that. Even though that's not how you meant it, or that's your girlfriend, you're like, man, babe, we do this all the time. Let's say you do 100 times, and she only have a problem with it one time. You're still gonna be in the wrong, because that's just how it works. And at that point, it's your decision to make up your mind and be like, hey, we can talk about this later. And nip it, and, like, you know, be like, hey, look, that's not how we did it. You know, I do this all the time. Do you have a problem with it? Because I'll stop. Or, you know what, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. I think maybe we should just be friends. You know, just find a way to solve. Because me personally, when I see red flags like that, like, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, you know what, man, I'm not, you know, like, let me tell you. When the whole feminist thing was brought up to me, you know what I'm saying, I learned about it a lot in high school, but as an adult, it hasn't really came to me as much. And me being around women my whole life, you know what I'm saying? I'm a black man. My dad was a therapist, raised by black women. I have two daughters now. I've been raising a daughter for, 6 years. So, you know, I want her to be a strong black woman. Like, I want her to be a strong woman. So, you know, I try to research the things on, like, the whole thing about women being assaulted and women not getting the same pay. And, you know, I think what threw me off a part of it was a lot of people try to gravitate was women not getting paid the same. Okay, now I had a couple jobs, I haven't had a lot of jobs, but I always wanted to ask myself, in what field weren't they getting paid the same thing? Like, what job is that? Because any job I have, I mean, most of everywhere I work, most of my managers were women, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I haven't worked in any huge places, but I mean, what places are they that they're not getting? Who are they? Who are these women? Do you know?
Well, I think some of it has to do with, like, maternity leave and when when women have kids, they kind of drop out of the workforce, and that might affect the statistics, but I'm not sure.
But yeah, see, so it has something like, yeah, see, I don't know nothing about that, but I thought it was talking about like pay like yearly, yeah. Monthly, hourly,
that
salary.
That might be true, I'm not sure.
Yeah, see, but I never heard of that though, you know, even in the things I work on, yeah, like, yeah. Women were getting paid.
I don't know. It's also weird, like, just like the language she was using when we were talking about the kiss, you know, from the fucking the girl. She was like, oh yeah, I just came with this guy from a support group. I guess I kissed him. I'm just like,
I guess you kissed him.
What? Yeah. Like, yeah. Do you know who I guess I kissed when we were in a relationship? Like, fucking nobody.
Right.
Like, you know, yeah. What I mean? Like, because that was, yeah, my girlfriend.
Oh, man. You were the, like, she, this is the thing about it. In that relationship, she was the jerk, but you can't call her the jerk. Like, you're the jerk still.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the rules.
Oh, I grabbed her butt one time. No. Oh, so she had no choice.
Oh, man. Don't say one time. Just be like, yeah. I'll just let that whole situation go.
But also, like, we were at a bar one night, you know, Igor's bar. And she's like, well, it's, like, public. And she's like jerking me off over my pants, you know what I mean? Because we're hanging out,
but
we're getting frisky.
All of that doesn't
I'm
count.
Like, what's the rules here? You're jerking me off in a bar, but I can't pinch your butt a little bit when a guy's trying to hit on you in front of me?
No, you can't.
What are the rules? All right, we gotta go get this list. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what material did you go over?
I just did, there was this old couple, I kind of tortured this old couple.
Oh, you did some crowd work.
Okay. A little bit. Because, I knew I wanted to do this joke, I have this joke like, hey, you know, your man, you know, your husband, you guys have been married 50 years. Give it up for him. Yay. Mm-hmm. You know, he's keeping secrets from you, you know. Sometimes he's been so drunk, he didn't know if he was going to pee or come, but he took the risk with your mouth. Let's be honest. How long have y'all been married, you know? And then I was like, hey, lady, do you put any Botox in your butthole to keep him happy, you know, keep it tight?
Oh, wow.
I was torturing these old couple for a minute.
Yeah. Oh, man. You're down biggity.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's rude, but that's what I was doing.
Nah, that's
I'm
cool.
All fucked up right now. With
that's how you do it. Why? Because of the girl?
Yeah, don't worry about it. But I took if you get depressed, if you, like, some bunk-ass hoe cheats on you or whatever, you know what you should do? You should take this stuff called St. John's wort. It's like a herbal supplement.
Yeah.
And it makes it so you don't cry every night, you know, like a bitch.
Man, my girlfriend left me, fuck. Shit, I ain't tripping on it.
For what? Your girlfriend left you for what?
She didn't leave. She just left. She didn't really, I didn't leave me for anybody. She just left because she didn't feel like she wanted to be in a relationship no more. So I don't know which one's worse. It still hurt the same, though. Maybe not. I'm sorry. Maybe it doesn't hurt as much as when your girlfriend cheated, kissed the guy while y'all were together. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, my girlfriend just like, hey, I'm just not into this anymore. Like, I just want to be your friend and use you for your conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing where it's like, hey, Black, I don't know about you, but I don't have a lot of friends. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of do comedy. I work a lot. And then, like, all my friends are, like, my comedy friends, you know
right.
what I mean?
I'm not like you. I got friends.
So it's like, I don't just, like, hang out with people and just, like, talk to people.
For real?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do that, man. I'm normal.
But just, like, but if it's a girl, like, that's my girlfriend or I'm trying to, like, work on.
Yeah,
you're
trying
to
build up a thing. Yeah, I had a thing. I had a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good thing going. And, you know, I did some stuff where I messed up, but, you know. I thought I could come back for it, and I couldn't this time. This time I couldn't be revived.
What do you think was going on? Do you think that there was another dude going on? Do you think...
I think what your situation was, she might just... Let me tell you. I think what happens is sometimes the opposite. You were a good dude, and she was the bad girl, and she got cheated. Like, to me, sometimes it's always like one. Like, if the dude is good, then the dude's going to get messed over. But if the dude is bad... Like, if you're a bad boy, man, she would be loving you right now.
If I cheated and it was like,
and you didn't care about her and shit, you didn't call her, you didn't show that you cared and shit, yeah, she would be down for you, man.
I had a weird uncle. He goes, you know what girls like? They like getting treated bad. They like getting treated worse than that. That's their favorite thing.
Nah, it's weird, man. It's weird. Like, today, don't want to be bored and all that. Like, it's very seldom you can find a girl who's just like, fuck, man, I just want to be... They want to be good. Girls want to be treated nicely by bad dudes. That's what they want.
It's
confusing.
It's confusing, man. You can never understand. That's why I just say, man, do you. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? This is what it is.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do, like, this, make this album. You know, I'm trying to raise the stock of my D, bro.
Do that, man.
If my D stock be low, like, just, like, do, like, try to be career-oriented. You know what I mean? Raise my D stock.
Let me tell you, man, just work hard at it like you're doing, because you're doing a good job. And put 100% into it and see what comes out. And see where you're flawed. That's it. That's all you can do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I got my daughter at my house. I think I'm going to go spend some time with her.
All right, bud.
Yeah.
All right, well, this has been episode 160 with Ed Black.
How are we doing? Oh, man.
Episode 161, sorry.
What's that? Okay.
All right, take care.